do we want to do anything further on this tonight?
Seems like we should send a response back to Camden that my opinion would be that we want to be involved, but we're not ready to make a recommendation of three members yet.
It's just strange when you look at the duties of the work group. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It looks like pointing you in the direction of kind of something not wrong with them. It's definitely doing what they're suggesting, and it's saying that we're already going to have wind power.
So now you
now we just
got
to. Yeah. But we need to be represented.
Well, how many members can Camden have?
They have
four.
Mm-hmm. I have a special interest in this, and I'm usually noisy, but out of anybody here, I'm going to see the windmills better than anybody. So I would like to be a rep on Rockford, one of them that sits on that board.
Now you'll hear it.
No, I can see that.
You'll hear it. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Mr. Peabody is also attended some of these meetings, mm-hmm. and I would like to hear his input if he'd like to share anything.
Right. Yeah. I've been going about as long as Ted has, and I didn't attend the one today because I had this meeting tonight. And I think that the vision that they have put in their RFP, if you will, and what the group is going to do, it has been a little clearer than their meetings have been. I'm not sure that the Camden Energy Group have completely resolved in their heads, even if you do this, what's going to happen to the power? Because I remember there being quite a bit of confusion. Do we sell it? Do we use it? And that wasn't resolved. In fact, they kind of put that, if you will, in the parking garage and said, well, let's just respond to the select board and we'll put it on their plates. And then the select board went and, you know, established this committee. If based on the information presented here tonight, I guess we have time to ruminate on this. I don't think we have to respond in any way, shape, or manner this evening. They've asked us to respond by the 13th. We're meeting on the 12th. The chair sets the agenda. If the chair wishes to put it on then, or wait till November, I mean, that's really up to the select board, but I guess that, to my way of thinking, unless you've been attending these meetings, there's a lot to digest this evening, and I would caution, you know, making too quick a response, because we really don't have to respond. I would also say, though, as a neighboring town, I think that it's great that Camden reached out to us. I think that's very positive. But at the same token, I would suggest that one town doing something that could so dramatically impact property values in another town is reason to pause.
It's also a reason for being represented.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with Mr. Strout. I mean, as your manager, I think you're always better off at the table than standing outside the door.
I would like, in the absence of anything else here, I think that we owe them at least a courtesy response saying, yes, we have received this, that we need time to consider it, and we probably will not be able to make our recommendations as to any nominees by the date that they have set.
Is there anything wrong with asking people that if people want to be considered, should we decide to participate, that they give us some information and put in an application? I mean, it doesn't mean that if we decide not to participate, then we don't need them.
No, I think
if we put that out there, then that gives them a month to get applications, and if we do decide to participate before, then we could make that decision on the 12th if we do decide to go forward.
Well, three people have already shown an interest, including...
I think we're going to have ample people to participate.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is three people have made a concerted effort to let us know so far.
One suggestion, and I'm not sure. A lot of the papers and ideas that they've come out with are drafts. And if that, what they've submitted to you is making the statement as to what the function of this group is to be, that is, if it isn't, I believe it's probably still a draft, and it's something that if part of the subcommittee would be to define that as a real mission. And
it was approved by the Camden Select Board.
Well, the Select Board, sorry.
It's approved, and it is pretty much, looks like you're trying to market the windows.
And that's where it should be. That's why you should be, if we're going to be involved, to change that, because that is what sets up a mission. You know, okay. Yes, Camden, the Select Board might have said that, but if they want the cooperation of these two towns, you know, it has to be that we all agree to something.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to ask for applications for the Ragged Mountain Wind Work Group from the town of Rockport. I believe we'll have 3 openings. We do not know whether or not we'll name those people at our next meeting, but we would entertain applications.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion on this? Vote? No. I thought you were going to open your mouth.
No,
I'm
looking at the clock.
All right. Call for the vote. Farley?
4.
Fogel?
4.
Murphy?
4.
Landreth?
4.
Chapman? 4. Did we want to consider any kind of response at this time to Camden?
We should thank them
for letting us, giving us the opportunity to participate. Let them know we're taking our next meeting. We've looked at Smith
right now. I'll do a return email to Roberta saying that we've received it. We did have a discussion this evening. We are soliciting applications, and at some point in the future, we'll have it as an agenda item.
Okay.
Does that work?
I think that will work. And I do think that we want to put this on the agenda for our October meeting. Is that the next one? Yes, October 12th. Okay. Let's move ahead now. We have the discussion and approval of revisions to the municipal purchasing policy. Thank you all for being here and providing us your information and input. Yeah.